T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And who would have guessed it? Jake Ferguson's a Werther's Original Butterscotch guy. Did not have that on my bingo card. But he's a man that knows his sweets, and I salute him. And I am as well. I'm not going to turn down a Werther's.
That's really good stuff.
Mom usually has a half dozen of them or so in her house coat pocket. It's go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has the exciting conclusion of a G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, those Werther's is an auntie special.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's always got those in the purse or something like that.
So much better than the Brock's. I won't turn down the Brock's either.
Yeah.
Quality candy.
They always sit in the dish at grandma's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can always reach in there and grab one. All right, so we already played your Dawson talking about butt cracks.
Yep.
Zach Woolchuck and Halloween, which I'm going to hear it again. I'm gonna play it.
Here was one that did percolate from Monday night. Eli Manning, what's his son going to go as Halloween as?
Hey. Yeah.
What's his son going to go?
G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. We're doing it right here at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock is time for L.A. to rock. Shout out to Greg Street because we had Big Ferg on.
Mm-hmm.
Big Fergie, baby.
Hello.
All right. Let's see where I'm going to go right here. Oh, I was talking about the Repo Man.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I got enough time to let this stretch, too. A very odd interaction with the Repo Man and a man that he once knew. The man he once knew almost shot him with a shotgun for trying to take his Dodge Charger. Try to repo that Charger. Listen to this.
Let me get my out of the vehicle. I got you, bro. You can get it out. I know you.
Put the vehicle down before I blow your head off.
I'm putting it down.
Damn.
I know you, bro.
What the?
Throw it on the back.
Be safe, man.
You remember me, don't you?
Yeah, no.
Joe LaTusca, I used to work with you at Speedy's.
Oh, what's up, man? How the f*** you doing? You was a rapper, yo. What the f***?
Man, I gotta take this car, man.
Okay. But it's not gonna happen now. So what is that for the rental company?
Yeah, bro. I really gotta take it, man. Cause I got police right at the corner store. I'm not trying to get you hemmed up. I know you.
Yeah.
You don't want to go out of here with that, cause they're gonna get you.
No, they're not. They're gonna get this.
I already know, man.
All right.
But they're right there, man. They're watching me right now.
Okay. So be safe, man.
They're gonna come down here, bro.
That's fine. They're gonna get this. Tell them to come get it.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, bro. Bro was about it, bro. Bro was about it. Wow. He had that shotgun in his hand. He said, they can come down here and get this.
No.
Over a Dodge Charger.
Damn. Man. I don't even know if a Dodge Viper's worth that.
My man warned him twice. Hey, you don't want to do this. No, come down here and get some.
It's the ultimate crash out.
Jeez. What a strange, strange conversation, right?
Yeah, there, I'm going to shoot you. Oh, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
I'm not going to shoot you, but I will shoot the cops.
What's up, man? Yeah. Look, he told him to take it easy before he left.
Be safe, man. You remember me, don't you?
Be safe, man. He had the shotgun out, pointing it at him, bro. Damn. Oh. Be safe, man.
Man, incredible calm under fire.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, for real.
You got to have a steel reserve to have that job.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. A few of them have to work for sure.
Okay, what do you say? Time to vote?
No, not yet. Okay. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing right here. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Get healthy. Get healthy. Get healthy, sir. I got two little quick church clips, and then I'm going to go back to a Coach JB from Last Chance U.
Ooh, okay. Oh, there
okay. Okay, I'm going to do that. Maybe I should do Coach JB, Last Chance U, right here, and then do the church clips later, because at least it'll cleanse the palate. Because God,
yeah,
Coach JB,
he says a lot.
Yeah, Last Chance U. If you're not familiar with him, go look him up, man. Coach JB, Last Chance U. Look at his highlights. He cussing these kids out. Mm-hmm. I think they like D1 kids. You know, they could have been, I mean, D2 kids. Or D3, maybe. But they could have been D1, but they got caught with guns. They got assault charges. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, Mina Kimes. He's shooting a Miss Mina right here from ESPN. No. Says she needs to go make a sandwich. That's how he said it too, bro. She needs to go make a sandwich because her sports knowledge is not there.
All of his bombs were just beaten zone. I mean, the whole shot to Booty was versus quarters. How do you beat quarters?
Had a big one in Buffalo.
Go over the top. The whole shot to Mac Hollins versus cover two.
She just said, how do you beat quarters? Throw it over the top. So let's break this down, Mina, since you know so much. Here's quarters, all right? Do you ever understand what the quarters is?
Explain it.
Quarters means the safeties are any number two vertical route runner man. That means it turns into cover zero. Okay, so if any number two receiver goes vertical, they take them. Now, if they don't go vertical, these two are at 8 yards and they're the run fitter. Guess who has over the top, Smitty?
Who?
The corners. So how the f*** do you beat corners by throwing over the top, Mina? Yeah. It doesn't happen. Actually, it's contrary to belief, the corners beater is getting any number three receiver to the flat. By definition, the third receiver is what beats quarters. Not the goddamn deep ball. Are you me, ESPN, for allowing this motherfucker to go on your motherfucking channel and spit this false narrative rhetoric bullshit? Now quarters, you throw over the top, homie? You're on ESPN and you're lying to everybody. Why are you allowing this broad on your network that doesn't know shit? Holy man.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, Coach JB. Catch him tonight on The Fan.
Yeah, wow.
Catch him tonight. Maybe she was just
talking about if you're playing the Cowboys.
Yeah, for sure.
You can always go over the top.
I think that'll work with any coverage.
Yeah.
The out and ups, man. That's a problem for them. Because when you bite on it, then it creates that.
Hey, was he doing the thing where he had his cocktail in his hand and he spilled
at the whiteboard? His cup spills over as he's trying to explain things.
Yeah.
All right, back to the pastors. A lot of threats in church these days. You got a pastor threatening folks if they don't dance.
Now listen, if you in here, you under the sound of my voice, if you don't dance, you gonna miss God for 5 years.
Ooh.
I don't care what you gotta do. If you gotta do the stanky leg, if you gotta drop it like it's holy,
hey.
I don't care how you gotta do it.
Drop it like it's holy. Drop it like it's holy.
Five years.
Like drop it like it's holy.
5 years.
He's got the prediction down.
It's like breaking a mirror.
Gosh, man. Yeah.
Wow.
We got another praise leader right here that threatens people.
If we start this song and I don't see y'all moving, I'm gonna throw this ball at somebody's head.
Oh no.
All right, we're not playing with God today.
Not today.
You got a ball, bro. It seems like you're playing.
We're into violence.
Sounds like the Old Testament to me.
Yeah. Smite you. All right, that's it, bro.
Okay, we got a champ and a full roster of challengers. Is it the Fan After Dark with the Monica Lewinsky line there from Blake Elliott? Is it the Dawson plus Wolchuk combo platter? We got NBA Showtime on Prime. Vince Carter joking around with Mello. I don't think I've heard anybody talk that spicy about Melo's personal life since Kevin Garnett and the Honey Nut Cheerios. You got a repo man almost got shot trying to take back a man's charger. Coach JB, last chance you. Shots fired at Mina Kimes. And we got the church clips, the pastors threatening people if they don't dance or praise the Lord correctly.
They don't dance no more. Mm-hmm. They don't dance no more.
I'm going with us, Woolchuck. How about you, Chief?
Hey, samesies.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I guess so, man. Riding with y'all, bro. Combo pack.
Jeez. I'm going with the champ.
It's 3-1, Brian. It
should be a five-timer.
You guys. Sure.
By a score of 4-1 and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Dawson and Woolchuck combo platter. Let's stay in the Pimp Cup. Lucius in L.A.
Look at us. I got to be able to play that for Halloween, bro. Halloween day, you play that clip? Hold on. Let me go back to it.
No,
it'll be an annual reminder.
This is great, bro.
Here was one that did percolate from Monday night. Eli Manning, what's his son going to go as Halloween as? As Halloween as. I was leaking confidence because I don't know if I even use percolate correctly.
His voice, his cadence.
So confident, bro.
Oh, no.
All right, let's get into a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition, quick edition of LA Live right after this.
All right, you squares. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we drink good, we smoke nice cigars, it's set it up. No, I'm serious. It's your preference if you want to do it, but it's there for you. You know, that's like when I was doing comedy, Ocean 11, when I was doing comedy in a hotel. I stayed in this hotel, Jay, and I only stayed one night. And when I came down, the guy told me, he said, you owe $300.17. I said, for what? He said, right here, man, you got champagne that, and you order room service. I said, I ain't order no champagne room service. He said, it was here for you. I said, okay. I said, okay. So I went in my pocket, and I gave him $27.15. And he said, man, you owe me more than that. I said, well, I took out because you fondled my wife and everything. You came and you just... When my wife was asleep, you came and did this. She said, I didn't do that. I said, it was there for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. R.I.P. Bernie Mac. I ain't scared of you. It's LA Live for Thursday, October 30th, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night Edition. Shout out to all the Tolo ladies that listen to the station. You are appreciated. You are 100% appreciated. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Seriously, ladies, you are appreciated. I love to see you in the DMs or interacting. Tired of seeing these fools.
Yeah, we love
you. Had enough dudes. But I love you too, guys. Tolos, you know, all that other good stuff out there. But you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fellas, real quick. Have you ever asked a woman about her body count?
No.
Have you ever asked her about her ex-lovers?
No,
never have.
I don't want to know.
Never have.
Okay, thank you, bro. Y'all can't be in here capping, right?
Yeah,
I don't want to know that.
You don't want to know at all?
Not really.
Seriously.
I mean, like, I think that ex talk, like, will get brought up, but I don't know that I'm the one that's asking about that.
You don't want to know? You're not curious at all? Like, because, you know, women will have you shaking hands with the guy.
Right.
She'll have you leaving her job function, be like, hey, that Derek dude was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hang out with that guy.
Yeah,
who are you telling?
I just figure you're not going to get an honest response.
Yeah, you're not.
So...
Like,
I mean, is there a win in asking? Maybe it's like an icebreaker? I don't know.
No, definitely not an icebreaker. Hey,
what's the body count, huh?
Yeah, I like what you said, though. You're not going to get an honest answer.
Yep.
What number do you add to whatever answer she gives you?
Usually just double it.
It's more of a multiplier.
Double it.
Seven.
Damn, double.
Seven. Touch
seven.
Eric said double that jump, bro. Ain't no trust out here.
Nah,
ain't no trust.
I got hit with I think five.
Yeah.
Yeah, think.
I think.
And they erased him, too. Like, that didn't count.
Yeah.
That guy, he blocked me. He doesn't count anymore.
It was like 5 seconds.
It doesn't count. No, please, that counted. Now, I want to know, just in case, you know, like, if he's a hometown guy. And I'm in my hometown, and I'm hooping, working out. What's up, dog? Hey, I want to know if you, come on.
You want names and addresses?
I don't want any, I just need to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know details. I just need to know. But yeah, is it kind of goofy to ask?
No, it's I think it's fair to say, like, do you still associate with, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's not goofy to ask.
It's not goofy to ask. You don't think it's kind of invasive? Does it make a man look insecure?
I mean, they would say that.
I mean, I feel like they're going to ask you. So naturally, you just counter with the question.
Yeah, they will say that you're being insecure. Because that's how they attack you. They attack you by your manhood. Yeah. Yeah. No man, no real man would ask that. Be like, I don't know.
That's how you know her number's super high.
Yeah. Yeah.
If she's not asking you, you probably know her number's pretty high.
Yeah. Is there a point where you cut it off? Maybe if you're young, you ask. If you get a little older, you just say, hey, we're just
You're stuck with me kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, I brought that up because my man Cam Newton a couple of weeks back, people were getting mad at him. By the way, well, I ain't going to talk about that. Anyway, yeah, he explains why he asked his girlfriend for a list. He wanted a list of all the previous partners.
Wow.
Number and names.
Time, Dawson. Yeah, she just wanted a list. Hold on, bro. I'm going to do this real quick.
She going to look him up?
I wanted to know her list.
Of who she f***?
That's crazy, by the way. Could have said it a better way, my dog. God. Oh.
Shock jocks.
This is still my girlfriend. Yeah.
God. I wanted to know her list.
Of who she f***?
I want to know.
Names, addresses?
I needed to know. I have
to. Oh, my God.
And I'm going to tell you why, though. If you had any type of relationship, intimacy, experiences with people that I really know, I need to know that. I'm owed that. Because if you don't give me that, you got me. Hey, y'all.
Yep.
This is my girl.
Looking goofy.
And you got somebody over there in that corner like, that don't know.
Yeah, you should go out of your way, I think, as a lady to protect your man from those situations.
Right.
Yeah.
And as a man, you do that for your gal, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, I write that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would never go hang out with in a situation like that. That would be weird.
It's wild.
What are we doing here? So Cam Newton just got totally crushed for that?
Yeah, he got crushed for asking. You know, the women don't want you to ask about their past.
Yeah.
It's none of your business. You're not a real man to be concerned about that. A real man just goes on. I'm not saying that I'm judging you by it. Well, some of them I might be judging. Lamar? This is about Stank Teeth Lamar? He was B-boy in high school.
Him, really?
He peed on himself.
I got a couple of buddies that really want to investigate, though. It's almost like they're proud of it, you know?
Really?
Like, oh, yeah, very popular gal. You know, a couple celebrities.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's her ex over there on TV.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I see.
Badge of honor.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own thing.
Hey, look, there's my Eskimo bro.
Yeah. Man.
It's freaking weird, dude.
Man.
See that guy over there?
No, I had a bad Super Bowl one time.
Oh.
Yeah. That fool made it to the Super Bowl.
Was it Jimmy G?
Eskimo bro made it to the Super Bowl. I was like, this is just terrible. No. Man,
he was
this
MVP.
This is going to be a long night, bro. God.
You jump off the couch when he misses a tackle.
Hell yeah.
Trash.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Trash. All right, man. Oh, I'm so up against it. I'm way past it. But shout out to Ferg for making it happen. Touchdown machine for the Cowboys right now. I'm going to leave you with this one, though. Shout out to the ladies. Yeah.
So how long do you have a man wait for sex?
Probably, like, next to no time, actually. I'm not going to lie about that. It's really easy. That's the problem.
Same as long as he's throwing them shots. As long as it's good and he's giving the good vibes, we're in there.
Wow. I appreciate the honesty.
Body count 25, 35, 45. Sound like the... Dude
keep
selling
going.
Cattle, yeah. 45. It's just going up.
Shots and the vibes.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow on a Friday, Halloween Friday. Y'all be safe out here. Holla.
Can we play an Escobro Escobro game here?
Guessing game?
Which Super Bowl was it?
You're hot, you're cold. Well, thank you, Lucius.
Thanks, dog.
LA Live most nights, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Chief, a late night hodgepodge in the cards for us?
Yes, it absolutely is. And I'm very excited to talk to you about a lot of things, including Livy Dunn, Magic Johnson, LaMelo Ball, and a monkey on the loose. Next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the nation. Here we go. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's time now for an evening sports hodgepodge brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's the chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right. Plenty to get to here in the hodgepodge, and we will get to it right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening to
this? Well,
it
is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly. No one's listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little shock jock stuff.
Listen, I'm still fired up for the college football weekend, but man, preseason, this was supposed to be the weekend. This was supposed to be a one-of-one college football experience where you tell your best friend, I can't be your best man at your wedding because this is the college football slate for the ages.
Blow everything out.
Supposed to be 2v3, 10v16, 11v22, 13v21, 23v17, 18v24, 5v15. That was supposed to be the matchups. And in preseason, it was. We played this game about 10 weeks ago or whatever. It would have been unbelievable. But now we sit here, and there's only one game with the ranked opponents that we thought were going to be there. Now, you still have Texas and Vandy, and then you'll have Oklahoma and Tennessee. But otherwise, all these games have the shine worn off a little bit.
It's unfortunate.
It is a little bit unfortunate.
Sad. Thanks, Penn State.
Seriously. Thanks, Penn State. I mean, geez, you can thank a lot of teams for that. The Gamecocks.
Gosh. Still going to pull the upset this week.
Florida. You know. Arizona State, even. You know, there's
Sam Levitt's out again. That's one of the better bets of the weekend. SMU.
Yeah, SMU, same thing. They were ranked to start the season, not anymore.
Kansas State.
With the Hurricanes coming to town. I am looking forward to that game, though. The 11 o'clock slate's really going to be where it's at.
Yeah, early morning.
Okay, I came across something
on
today.
On the boulevard.
Or on the evening.
I was a little bit surprised to see this, but apparently the University of Delaware has a very interesting setup. I would encourage everyone
Did they change their nickname from the Hens, the Blue Hens?
Oh, you're gonna have to help me with that one. I don't know.
Are they henning it?
I don't know if they changed their name. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Fighting Joe Flacco's.
I was just thinking out loud. Sorry.
The Delaware Stadium has
Tubby Raymond Field.
The urinal at the bathrooms at the stadium.
Yeah.
It's they call it a pee wall because it's not even like it's a trough basically, but you're just peeing like into the wall and then it goes onto the floor and then everything goes into one singular drain.
Blue Hens.
There's no barricades. There's nothing.
So it's just like a giant urinal.
It's just like, it's one giant urinal where you could have like 15 dudes standing elbow to elbow going just right onto the floor. And it's literally called the pee wall. And now I've gone down the rabbit hole, and there's actually some pretty cool stadium bathroom setups.
Gives new meaning to the word game shoes.
Yes, it does.
We know stink is pissing the opposite way.
Yeah.
Let me just. I almost feel like
did I say a wrong word there? By the way, I should have done.
It's okay.
He's being the opposite direction.
Is that a dump? Is that a dump? What I just said, was that a dump button?
No, it's
you're
more of a number one.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Sorry. I should have said that.
No privacy walls, none of that. It's just one giant floor urinal.
Dawson's holding the whole game.
There's some, like, yeah, Dawson, probably.
I'm not doing that, man.
JMU,
we're going to the ladies' room.
I got to go every 30 minutes. So I'm going to have to go home. Pulling a Broadus, leaving early.
It would be a weird situation to find yourself there. Yeah. But that's how Delaware's getting it done. There's a handful of them where they actually have windows where you can look. Like,
sorry.
No, what's sorry, going buddy? On in there?
Sorry, you said handful, and I was still thinking about the thing. Yeah. I didn't know my mic was on. Oh.
I still want to play that game, Lucius.
Yeah.
What Super Bowl?
I did
was
a little
this?
Research.
What
I mean,
year? You did some Eskimo Bro research.
I mean, I was just trying to figure out like, was there anybody?
What Super Bowl was it?
Like, DFW is big, bro.
It is
it's
big.
A lot of folks. A lot of folks went to the league from the DFW.
It is big.
It's the worst Super Bowl of my entire life, fam.
Was it within the last decade?
I try not to think about it, dog.
I blocked that out.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, can't remember.
I said, these fools won? They won? Oh, my God!
Gosh. Maybe a Patriot?
Did you play?
No, it wasn't Patriot. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Malcolm? Shout out to Malcolm.
Malcolm?
I'm gonna guess Von Miller.
Oh, God.
Popular guy.
No, man, I'm so upset, bro.
You had to get him on the phone one time for a show.
I was so upset. Hey, man, how you doing? You holding up everything I am?
Oh, my gosh.
Boy.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of this one, man. This is great.
I'm working on it right
this
now.
This is a fun game to play. You just got to give us, like, AFC, NFC?
NFC.
Okay.
It's NFC. Okay.
Oh, it's greatness.
Going to ChatGPT here.
That's what I'm doing. Meet AI mode.
You saw him kissing on that Lombardi trophy, and you're like,
oh my God.
Screw you, dude.
Who are you cheering for?
She's all into the Super Bowl for the first time.
Got eye paint on. What the hell's happening?
Sound like our G Bag of the Day champ from a couple of weeks ago.
That's my quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Okay. Really fun game that we will be playing until one.
Did we say NFC?
NFC. Yep.
All right. Thanks.
National Football Conference.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
We said NFC.
Mean Joe Green.
Still getting it done at a high level.
Okay, handful of things around the world of sport. We start with quite the NBA update from Ira Winderman of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. He says, for the third time this season, the Miami Heat are playing in an arena the night after an NBA Youngboy concert, and it smells the same as the first two. Locker rooms literally are closed here in San Antonio with signs that they are being disinfected. So this dude obviously is on a nice tour, hitting arenas, doing his shows, and then the next day it still reeks of, man.
Yeah, the ganj.
Is there skunks floating around in here? Mm. They have to literally fumigate the locker rooms, and now for the third time this season, the Miami Heat are going to be battling that, this time in San Antone, where Bam Adebayo is apparently alleging that it's only us normal people that are wowed by the size of Victor Wembanyama. He's like, I think y'all get a bigger kick out of that than we do. It's just like a normal deal. And it's like, okay, bro, wait till you square off against him tonight. This is a different version of him. All right, I know you think you've seen him before. He's added 2 inches, and he's added an entirely new skill set that is as jaw-dropping as any player we've ever seen.
Can't block the guy's shot.
No, you can't. Tell that to P.J. Washington, who's still jumping and getting pump-faked as if he was going to do anything, and then he blows by him and dunks it.
Is there a pretty big difference between 6'5 and 6 foot? Yes. The 6 footer is done for.
No chance.
And 5 inches is all the height in the world. So 7'5 to 7 foot. It's massive.
Come on, bro.
It's never happened.
Yeah, we'll see how Wemby does tonight.
He's as agile as a small Ford from the 80s.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Literally, it's the most perfect nickname that he has, which is the alien, because he is not of this world.
No, he's not.
LaMelo Ball, did you guys see him just totally blatant middle finger bird to the referee the other night?
Oh. Yeah, he's doing his own thing out there, man. He's the most entertaining player in the game.
He is. He's up there.
Yeah.
He's up there.
His tricks, his shooting, he never takes the same shot twice. They're off 1 foot. He got behind the back passes, whizzing around full court bounce passes. He's a one-man highlight.
Yeah.
And the flipping of the bird to the ref.
Just straight up, too. Trying to hide it. It wasn't like from across the court or at the bench. It was very, very close in the vicinity. Bang. That's 35K. Fine.
Bang.
No problem. He'll be all right.
Won't do that again.
Bang. We also have congratulations. We've seen Angel Reese do this recently.
We have?
Where
Victoria's Secret?
She takes, no, even though that is also true.
It's in second grade.
She takes like a bad thing and makes it profitable.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The me bounce.
Like the me bounce. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember a few weeks ago when Livy Dunn was watching her man Paul Skeens pitch?
Oh, in the pitting?
And she was wearing a white shirt.
And the brown pits.
You could see the pits were in an unfortunate state.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's tough.
It was
very embarrassing.
It might have been his shirt, huh? It could have been his shirt.
No, it was a pretty tight, long-sleeve white shirt.
It was definitely tight.
And, so.
I mean, doesn't that happen, like, after multiple wears? Where you get the discolored pit stains?
Yeah, that's kind of what was working.
Yes, that's the issue. Wow.
Been there
before.
A lot in Baton Rouge down there, man.
Sure it does.
It's a lot of sweaty folk.
That's true.
That's why I switched to black undershirts.
Which is a great move.
Yeah.
And she'll probably never wear white again, but.
She get called out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But
she's got a clothing line deal, too.
She's going to make it a hot trend.
Oh, yeah, she
does. Now she just landed a deal for deodorant.
Old Spice?
Yeah, she's got a deodorant deal.
With Meacham?
It's
switch to that chalky white stuff. Yeah. I'll get you taken care of, Libby.
It's the secret, secret brand or whatever.
Oh,
I don't
that's
know,
good.
But
the secret's good.
She's going to be.
The gel's really good. Helps you.
Speaking of Pittsburgh. The nipple guy, he came through.
Oh, Filippone.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Filippone.
I saw today he guaranteed they're going to beat the Colts.
No.
I told him to put a Prince Albert on it.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. There's no way the Steelers lose tonight to the Bengals. In fact, I'll get my nipples pierced with no numbing agents if they lose, because it ain't happening. And then, of course, Joe Flacco and Jamar Chase happened, and he had to go ahead and meet his maker, but he did it. He did it with the double piercing, filmed it, did the whole deal, made it for charity, had a nice little crew out there watching him, and it's both of them, and it's the barbell.
Was he still rocking them?
The barbell.
Yeah, I don't know if he had like a time frame on like how long he was having to keep him in there, but he got it done. He absolutely got it done, so tip of the cap to Filippone.
And I don't know if you saw this today, fellas, but in Wolchuk's neck of the woods.
Oh, in Plano, this monkey.
Oh, not.
Oh, at the costume shop.
It was, you know what?
Did actually, the Mississippi monkey make it all the way to Texas?
Okay, I actually did some research on this. This is not the herpes hepatitis COVID
this
monkey.
This is my monkey.
This is
my monkey from the Bahamas
that is not inflicted with.
It's trying to come home
with any sort of diseases.
Dad,
it was on the ceiling. How was it hanging up there?
Yes, it was
with a diaper on.
I guess there's like just a bunch of like bars that he's treating like tree branches up into the ceilings. He's wearing a diaper, so this is like somebody's pet monkey that they bring to the Halloween Spirit Halloween store.
He got scared.
And the monkey got scared by one of the animatronic decorations.
Understandable.
And then it just fleed up into the rafters of the store. So,
poor thing.
Yeah, and then at one point it looks like he gets his tail stuck in something. You kind of feel bad for him, but it's just like a diaper-wearing monkey crawling through the ceilings of a Plano Spirit Halloween.
I know, it's awesome. I guess they used a cookie and they got him back down, gave him back to his owner.
Okay.
So they did get the monkey.
Dawson approves of that.
But, man,
Cookie. Oh, yeah, sure.
I thought this was adorable.
So this was a customer that was rolling around with a baby monkey pet, and it escaped?
It must have been.
Yes. Climbed up one of those robotic Halloween yard decorations. Made a run for it.
Do you think they put a sign up now, no monkeys?
No monkey business around here.
Not in the store.
I think it's good for business.
Don't bring your pets in.
Oh, hell yeah. Everyone's flocking to
this. They should say pets. They should say
no pets.
No pets. Yeah. No pets. Don't do that other one. You might end up on Fox 4.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I want you to get in trouble.
This is a seasonal store.
Be careful, Phil.
They sell Halloween products, but they had one that was too violent for the young monkey.
I can't believe we're doing like service pet monkeys now that you can just take into stores. That feels ridiculous.
I don't think we have service monkeys. I don't think we have
those. No service monkeys, huh?
No, I don't think so.
By the way, First Take will film at Texas Live in Arlington on Monday ahead of the Cowboys game.
7:30, Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith on tomorrow with
Sean and RJ.
That's right. Just painting that picture for what's to come on Monday.
Can't wait.
Going to be quite the football weekend, boys.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to step aside. We'll come back. Fred and Blake are both over there in the bullpen throwing heat, and they're going to tell you what's coming up on their show next here on the
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. I misspoke. I thought I saw Blake over there, but it's just Fred for now. Blake is going to arrive, you know, in the next 10, 15 minutes or so, right as the show gets underway, the Fan After Dark, coming up here 7 to 11, full 4 hours on a Thursday night. Fred Davis with us now, buddy. How we doing?
Man, been a crazy day today, driving all over the DFW Metroplex, and had a job over in Garland, and so had some vehicle issues, and then a
tire problem.
What's that? No. Well, no, I wish it was a tire problem, because it would have been a hell of a lot easier. Could have swapped that bad boy out and been gone. But no, I had to get a tow truck. Shout out to my boy Jackson from Enterprise Rent-A-Car, hooking your boy up. And so,
dang.
Yeah, it's been one of those days, man.
Trucks in the shop. Brutal.
It's headed there now.
Yeah. You at least closed the business in Garland?
Was that? Oh, no. That job's already done, so we're good to go on that front.
All righty.
What happened to the truck? You're so proud of everything yesterday.
Transmission.
Alternator.
The old train.
Steering wheel fall off?
No. It could. Looks like a seal. Might be missing or something.
So it sounds funny right now, huh?
It doesn't sound funny at all. It just won't run.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
we need to get you to a Lions Hyundai in Fort Worth.
Ironically enough, I'm driving a Hyundai right now.
Oh.
A Hyundai Kona.
I bet you love it.
Actually, I feel like Fred Flintstone.
Well, I know you're a big truck guy. East Dallas Diesel.
Well, you know what? I just want something. Actually, I mean, if I go back to a car, it'll be a manual. Okay.
You want something with little guts? Right. Something you can whip around?
That and
you
that
like to dump the clutch?
I mean, let's be real.
Around the corner.
I would argue. Who here knows how to drive a manual?
What?
Lucius?
Yeah.
Broadus, you don't know how to drive a manual?
No.
He didn't mow a lawn until he was 34.
Nah. And that's a ball sack.
They didn't make automatics that back then, did they?
Yeah, I have never learned to drive a stick shift. Nope.
You don't?
That's one of the reasons why, like, I've had opportunities to drive, like, a NASCAR.
And you can't do it because you can't drive a manual?
I don't know how to shift.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Wow. Oh, yeah, geez.
That's Fred.
Wow, we got a major crash out over here. Red. Is that phone waterproof?
That's what you get for talking crap about Mina Kimes, bro.
Hang on, Fred. I'll get you some paper towels. Keep talking.
You're going to need a power washer.
You okay? Do you need some ice?
That was a good spill. That was a good spill, right?
When you say a seal, that sounds expensive.
I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out. So,
what do you guys have planned for the show tonight?
Man, great question. I just laid the show out. Talk a little Cowboys, obviously. I thought, it was nice to hear your boy Jake Ferguson. I mean, look, it sounds like the mood at the Star and with the Cowboys seems up. You know, I mean, they don't seem to be too worried about
Is that a good or a bad thing? I would want urgency, some toxicity.
That's a great question. Thank you, sir.
It's all good, man. We're Cowboys. Jerry actually about 12 years ago came on and said, I let the guys know after the game, yes, we lost on Thanksgiving, but go home and have a good time. You know, I want to make sure everybody feels good here. I do think that, part of being a Cowboy is enjoying the lifestyle of being on America's team.
It. Yeah. Now, were you guys as I didn't get a chance to listen to the show as much as I would. I didn't get to Tolo as much as I like to on a day-to-day basis. What did you guys make of the whole him saying, I'm on the phone with you because, there's $100 billion to be made instead of fixing my defense?
I made a prediction tomorrow when he talks to the midday guys.
Yeah.
That he's going to say that he was completely joking.
That's right.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Not to betray.
Yeah. You already know.
Yeah.
But don't we think, I thought Dak Prescott had a great point today. Like, A, we know Jerry loves to make money.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, you guys have all been around oil and gas people in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they do.
Landman's good show.
It's in their blood.
That's what this guy can't help himself. And so what I said yesterday, I thought he said the quiet part out loud, right? As far as, look, at the end of the day, I don't mind doing the Cowboys, but you're going to tell me I can go make 100 billy? With a little oil and gas?
That's why I love when he goes to New York and rings the bell or does the, the stock market circuit of interviews, because he wants to impress those people and he'll be less guarded. He'll say things that maybe he wouldn't say on The Fan because he'd be aware that how the fans are going to see it. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, you can't point to anything tangibly that he was unable to do because he was trying to close oil and gas. It's just how it looks. The optics of it are bad, and it reinforces what this guy's primary focus is.
Plus, we really think he's doing it anyway.
What?
I mean, don't we think it's Steven and Will McClay?
Oh, yeah.
Like, do we think Jerry's sitting at the crib right now pouring over DNs and free agents and trade opportunities?
But that is the problem. If you're going to be the ultimate decision maker, and I get it, right? I mean, it goes back to what we've talked about. He's going to take in what everybody has to say and then make his decision. But I don't think you want your ultimate decision maker not being the one that's getting his elbows dirty.
The people under him aren't truly empowered to make it like their vision and wake up every day like anxious to go out there and crush the world, because ultimately they're not making the decision. There's momentum and velocity to that.
See, Mike. Okay, so my question is this: how many decisions, on average, do we really think he's making?
I think he signs off on everything.
But how much does he push back on? Like, I'm guessing that there's probably a majority of the stuff. I mean, do we really think Jerry was behind the Kyrie Elam signing? Do we really think that Jerry was like, yes, give me Kenneth Murray? Yes, I want Jack Sanborn.
You're right. I think that Will and Steven, they present, the pro guy, they present things.
They're doing the minutia. He just goes out. I mean, if anything, look, if you almost wish the Cowboys had a stockholders or shareholders, because you could use that comment yesterday as a reason to say, you know what?
Right.
We can't have you as GM anymore. Like, you can't be them. You can't be the main. What GM in the history of professional sports has ever said, you know, I'm doing this, even though I should be doing this. I should be fixing my team that sucks. Yeah. But you know what? By God, let's go get some glory hole.
There's plenty of teams with owners that have lots of different things they're pursuing, but none with a GM that's
just be the owner.
Waking up 24/7. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, Wolchuk and Chiafalo and Broadus. Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake coming up next. Till tomorrow at 2. I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the nation. At ease.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.